This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Nanotechnology is enabling breakthroughs in a number of scientific fields at an unimaginably small scale. Consider that the basic unit of measurement for nanoparticles is 40,000 times smaller than the width of the average human hair. Recently, researchers at MIT and Brigham and Women's Hospital developed a nanoparticle capable of infiltrating the human immune system and delivering a targeted dose of powerful antibiotics. The science calls to mind the miniaturized medical submarine depicted in the 1966 futurist film classic, The Fantastic Voyage.
Four men and a beautiful girl, off on a fantastic voyage, actually entering inside the human body. Exploring an unknown universe, unknown dangers.
Alex Radovich Moreno is lead author of a paper published in the journal ACS Nano that describes the work of the real-life researchers. And as he explained to NHPR's Brady Carlson, nanoparticle antibiotics could be put into use against a growing medical threat.
There's a major challenge right now, which is that bacteria are developing resistance to various antibiotics. And we're really down to a last line of defense in many cases. There's an acute need to develop strategies which might improve the effectiveness of existing drugs. Our hypothesis was that we might be able to do this by more effectively delivering high quantities of drugs precisely where bacteria are. Let's think about what happens with a drug if you just take it by an IV injection. It tends to distribute to various parts of the body, and those parts of the body are places where the bacteria are and are not. If you are in a situation where you need high quantities of drug to be effective against a bacterium, the drug is essentially being wasted, number one. And number two, if you try to increase the amount by basically increasing the dose, you might be causing side effects. So by targeting, essentially what we're doing is trying to concentrate the drug specifically where the pathogenic bacteria are, to kill them more effectively without harming the rest of the body.
And how does the drug recognize where it's supposed to work versus where it might be wasted?
So the drug doesn't. The drug is just a chemical that's just sort of diffusing and interacting with everything that it encounters. Part of our task is to make it more intelligent, basically give it molecular instruction. We wanted to explore a strategy that would have relatively broad application. And we found that a lot of bacteria have a negative charge on their surface, and that's across a range of different types of bacteria. And we actually looked at two of the major classes of bacteria and found that it was the case. And we designed a system that could potentially target both. Our mechanism requires basically a specific change in the microenvironment around a bacterium, a production of a very local slight acidity.
But the particle seemed to respond then to that change in the pH and recognize, okay, this is what I need to do now.
That's right. So that change in pH is telling us that, hey, here are bacteria and here is an immune response. And we use that as sort of the MapQuest instruction to help us guide our drugs and our small containers to where the infection is.
But no matter how closely we target drugs, there will probably always be some drug-resistant bacteria, right?
Yeah. So we should remember that bacteria are like the most ancient form of life on Earth. They've been around for 2 billion years. But in comparison, humans have been around for 200,000 years. And over those 2 billion years, they have developed methods of overcoming challenges from basically every type of organism. And they've overcome climate change. They've overcome cataclysmic comets hitting the Earth. So it's really likely that this and any other strategy that we develop, bacteria will have some degree of success in overcoming it. That's not to say that we shouldn't do anything. It's just to say that it's something that we should always be working on.
There's still a lot we don't know about how nanoparticles affect the body. Do you know where they go after they've delivered the antibiotics to the infection site?
Our particles, they are designed to try to target the bacteria more effectively, but this targeting is not perfect. The particles are also taken up by certain organs of the body, particularly the liver and the spleen. And there's essentially some immune cells that are very good at clearing particles that are there. It would be important then to understand if you package an antibiotic, what is going to be the effect on other sites that these particles might also accumulate in. So it could potentially change the side effect profile, both in a good way or in a bad way. And it's going to depend on the drug that's used and the effectiveness of the targeting strategy.
And what kind of clinical effect could these nanoparticles have if they ever made it to production as a pharmaceutical?
It's still too early to really be able to speculate on that, I think. There's still several challenges that need to be overcome. Our strategy is confounded a little bit by the presence of other negatively charged elements at a site of infection. Stay tuned, and I'll answer that over the coming years.
Alex Radovich Moreno, PhD student at the Harvard-MIT Division of Health Sciences and Technology, speaking there with NHPR's Brady Carlson about the potential of nanoparticles to target drug-resistant bacteria with specialized doses of antibiotics. There's a link to more on his incredible research at wordofmouthradio.org.